The arts industry is hard for anyone to crack. For people living with a disability who find it difficult physically accessing galleries or networking at events, those things can make it even harder. Now, five women have had the rare opportunity to take part in an artist's residency. And they say it's recharged their creative mojos and helped them make lifelong connections. Our disability affairs reporter Naz Campanella has been speaking with some of them.
Rhiannon Pegler has always used her art to encourage people to look beneath the surface. The New South Wales South Coast resident collects fungi, slime, mould and plankton from local environments before photographing them under microscopes and interpreting what she sees in her paintings. She lives with chronic depression, and the pandemic saw her mental health and work decline.
I actually started seeing things and hearing things just because I was in an absolute panic for something that wasn't really tangible.
The 38-year-old has recently joined four other female artists living with disability on a week-long residency. The retreat was hosted at Bundanon, a sprawling property in southern New South Wales in partnership with Accessible Arts. The organisation's Liz Martin says it was about breaking down some of the barriers facing artists living with disability.
We tend to earn a lot less money than artists without disability, have less opportunities to connect and interact with other artists.
Korean-born Eugenie Lee lives with chronic pain and explores that concept by creating human organs with clay.
Art retreat means I'm recharging my creative mojo that I have sort of lost through the long-term lockdown. I don't think I can ever get this from my own studio.
Landscape painter Michelle Tia lives with chronic fatigue syndrome and multiple chemical sensitivities. She says it was helpful meeting people with other similar experiences.
A lot of us are living with invisible disabilities, which has specific challenges for me. And it's actually the first time I've met somebody else who's living with a similar level of multiple chemical sensitivity. It creates a sense of community, and I think you don't feel alone. It's a really lovely process, and we've just had so much time laughing as well. It's just good for the soul.
And for Rhiannon Pegler, it was a chance to network in a supportive environment.
So I feel like I've made friends here that I would like to work with in the future, and just some sense of serenity here at Bundanon has been fantastic.
Artist Rhiannon Pegler ending that report from Naz Campanella.